The next topic addressed by the group was the patient with a node-negative, ER-positive, HER2-positive tumor and the potential use of the Oncotype DX assay to decide whether to give chemotherapy alone or with trastuzumab. Dr. Sledge began the discussion.
If you fall in the high recurrence score group, you get a huge reduction with CMF-based chemotherapy. It's about a 76% reduction in the annual odds of recurrence. HER2-positive tumors, we say they're either intermediate or high group, but actually the vast majority of them are in the high recurrence score group, not in the intermediate recurrence score group. So if that's the case, and if there's fairly decent overlap there, then the question that that raises is, in that group, how much would trastuzumab add? And if you're starting at 76%, how much higher can you go with trastuzumab? And I state that only as a question. I don't have the answer. Maybe you'd go from 76% to 94%. But we don't know.
Hal?
So the FinHER data provides some indirect answers on this, because they had trials for HER2-positive where they were randomized to trastuzumab or not, and for HER2-negative where they had a chemotherapy backbone. And in the publication, but not in the presentation, what's interesting is that the HER2-positive no-trastuzumab patients compared to the HER2-positive trastuzumab patients actually had a 70% reduction in disease-free survival. The HER2-negative chemo-only patients track exactly along HER2-positive that got trastuzumab, which suggests that there's actually another 70% relative risk reduction with both steps, if you believe those things. So I don't think that the Oncotype interpretation means you can't still see benefit on top of that.
That's why I posed it as a question. I don't know the answer. I'm not entirely sure I agree with the applicability of the FinHER database.
Are you using the Oncotype in your practice, George?
Sure.
John?
Why do you embrace this technology with one, you know, big study out there? I mean, and what's the variation in Oncotype? There are good methods of assessing risk. Why do people not assess risk and get an accurate absolute prognosis? ER has been dropped off the St. Gallen guidelines as a prognostic factor. It's not a good prognostic factor.
Mark?
I think the answer to George's question is that you would see an additional 50% reduction in annual odds of relapse after CMA. Because all those were HER2-positive patients in, let's say, the HERA trial, which was chemo followed by Herceptin, many of whom received CMF-like regimens.
I'd like that to be the case, but I'm not sure.
George, your question, it's a relative and absolute. The problem is that you could have a 50% reduction, but the absolute benefit now isn't so much. That's the issue.
It's part of the issue.
Dan?
Yeah, going back to the actual question we asked, should we use Oncotype? We don't know how HER2-positive this patient was, and we don't know how ER-positive this patient was. And allegedly, the strength of the Oncotype DX is that it weighs all these things in. And this patient almost certainly would at least be intermediate and maybe high, but we don't know if she's intermediate or high. And again, the reason we're doing the TAILOR-Rx trial, I think we are an enormous equipoise for the intermediate group about the addition of chemotherapy. So I think we'd all agree that the addition of chemotherapy for the low recurrence score is going to be below our radar screen in terms of benefit that we would recommend chemotherapy for. I think most of us agree that the high recurrence score patients have at least a 5 or 6% absolute reduction in recurrence rates, maybe even higher than that. And so those are patients we would probably recommend chemotherapy for. But that intermediate group, whether we define it as 11 or 18 recurrence score, we are in all kinds of equipoise. And that's especially true because I believe that the aromatase inhibitors may be more effective than tamoxifen. So they'll have a better prognosis than the NSABP study patients did. And I also believe that doxorubicin and the taxanes will be more effective in patients who have lower ERs and higher HER2s. So depending on where you are in that intermediate group, you may have a better prognosis than we think you have, but you may have a higher proportional reduction than they got with CMF. And again, to me, that's equipoise. And I think the randomized portion of that trial is not only critical, it's fascinating. And the sooner we get it going, the better off we are.